Love Talk Radio.
You have reached American Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. We have another hot topic tonight, coffee. Can it cause the calcium to be lost in your body? America Health Crisis. This is your host, Paulette Young, speaking. We have another hot topic tonight. Coffee causes calcium loss. Let's see if that's true or not through us talking and giving information. If you want to call in, you would dial 858-769-4936 and press 1 if you want to speak on the air. Okay. The first thing I want to say is coffee and colas may have an effect on women's bone density and may cause osteoporosis. Soda that contains phosphoric acid causes calcium to be removed from the bones. Sodas such as lemon-lime drinks or ginger ale lack phosphoric acid and are not linked to osteoporosis. It says also that chicken and some cheeses are high in phosphoric acid. Excessive amounts of caffeine may cause an effect on your bones. So join us tonight for this hot topic. Again, you would call in 858-769-4936. And if you want to talk, press 1. Or you just want to listen when you press 1, that's fine too. Okay, and join in at any time. Okay, I've already said that colas and coffee may have an effect on women's bone density. We know for a fact that they do put phosphoric acid in a lot of the sodas, and that is they've done some research, and it shows that there is a problem with that. So if you drink, they said, too much soda, that's where it's a problem. But if you have less than, say, 400 milligrams, that's, they said, probably okay. It's not a definite. But phosphoric acid is a food additive in many processed foods, and it's linked to health problems. The market for carbonated drinks or diet drinks and non-diet drinks is $73 billion here in the United States. The concern is that these drinks can affect your kidneys, your teeth, as well as your bones. Now, let me say a little bit about the phosphoric acid. Phosphoric acid is in its pure form as a colorless or odorless crystal extracted from rocks with sulfuric acid. So, or by burning off the elements, the phosphorus, and adding water to the byproduct. It's a corrosive acid and can form toxic fumes when it comes in contact with alcohol, ketones, and other organ compounds. It's used in fertilizer. It's used in livestock. It's fed. It's used in soaps, polishes, dyes, polishing metals, and many other non-food products. It's added to soft drinks to provide a sharper, they said, like a tangy type taste, and to help slow the growth of molds and bacteria in sugary formulas. So if you have, like, kidney disease, you should limit your phosphoric acid to, the physicians are saying, anywhere from 800 to 1,000 milligram per day. Because having poor kidney function can cause high levels of phosphoric acid in your blood. And then when that happens, you're going to lower your calcium level, and you're going to increase your risk for bone disease and brittle bones. Also, it's a known fact that it can erode the enamel on your teeth. It's acidic. Levels is like between a pH of 2.47 to 3.35, causing the enamel on your teeth to dissolve. Okay, then also we have caffeine. Has been linked to cancer. They say you should keep your intake below 400 milligrams of caffeine because caffeine can cause an increase in your stress hormones, and the name of those stress hormones are cortisol, adrenaline, and norepinephrine, and that can cause your heart to beat faster. Caffeine is known also to be very acidic, and it increases the acid and amount of in your gastric secretion, causing irritation to the lining of your intestine, and then it can lead to ulcers. So that's, you want to be able to limit, or if you can put it out of your diet altogether, that would be good. On the Dr. Oz show today, they were showing, he talked about diet soda and it being linked to cancer, heart disease, and belly fat. And they had some people on there that drank anywhere from 3 sodas a day up to 10. That's a lot of soda going through your body. That's a lot of phosphoric acid. That's a lot of caffeine. If you want to live longer and have a healthier lifestyle, you're going to have to change a few things. If you don't, then you might be in trouble. And we're talking about, you know, how can we, you know, live longer and live well or stay healthy longer? Again, you're on America Health Crisis, and the dial-in number is 858-769-4936, and press 1, and you're on the air. You can make a statement or you want to contribute to the conversation. You're welcome. We'll have Selena Lindsay will be joining us shortly. She's from Sowing Seeds for Life, the second largest food bank. She's the chief financial officer there. And their number, if you want to donate to that organization, is 909-392-5777. This is Paulette Young speaking, and I'm with Healthcare Consultants. Okay. We have someone on the line with the area code 909-630. Would you like to talk or say anything? Or
you already said everything. Everything I would like to say, you went even beyond, Violet. Yeah. You did. Yeah, especially when you were explaining like and this phosphoric acid and the caffeine, how they affect your calcium, and also not only calcium affecting like affecting like and preventing absorption of the calcium, but like the other cause that they might cause, you know, like the other damage that they do in your body, you know, like that's so true, you know. So we have to be watchful what we eat. But many people, especially for women like in menopause, when like estrogen is low, you know, like and also, you know, like because the estrogen block is like the calcium absorption from the bone, because in our body, you know, like 99% of calcium is saved into our bodies, and then when we need, because we need so many things to use the calcium in our body, like the contraction of the muscle and the relaxation, the contraction of the heart and the skin, everything. So whenever we need, we're gonna like a parathyroid hormone absorbs from your bones. Then everybody has to make sure that they have enough intake calcium, you know. So otherwise, you know, like we are jeopardizing, making weaker our bones. Yeah.
Yeah, so when we reach a certain age, we fall, the bones break so easily.
Because
we'll notice
children,
they can fall, but they don't. Their bones don't break. They don't break so easy. Yet an older person falls.
Usually,
and,
even can be. Can be genetically. You know, like usually they say like, and some people have this disease genetically, but when they are younger, until 30 years old, if they build well their bones, like late in life, you know, like they still can keep stronger, you know, even when for the man, the testosterone will go down when they get older, and for women in menopause, the estrogen goes down, and those, they are bigger contributors.
That's why I tell people, especially because I also volunteer at the second largest food bank in LA County, and that's in the city of Laverne, and that's Sowing Seeds for Life. I do their health and safety corner with the kids and the parents, and I let the parents know the importance of calcium for their small children. Mm-hmm. And I say to the kids, especially some of the older ones, that up to age 30, it's like you're storing up so that your bones are strong when you reach a certain age, that instead of them breaking so easily. They said that, at least that's what I've read in the past, your bones are more likely to be very strong, and if you do fall, you're less likely to break end up with fragile or brittle bone disease or something like that. I know my dad, you know, made sure when it came to milk or calcium that we as children had plenty of calcium. And so he was a wise father in doing that. And I have to say, none of us, when we've fallen, have ever broke a bone from a fall.
Ever broken bones,
at this age. I think maybe a few years, maybe 4 years ago, I might have had a fall. No, years. No, it's been 2 years ago. No broken bones.
You are protected, you know, like also the exercise is big beneficial, you know, like the when you exercise, you make your muscle more compact, and your bones, they have enough weight, you know, like to carry, not too much, but they be protected, you know, like people who are very thin also, they are most likely to get like and weak bones, you know, because of the gravity also,
Yeah, and see, so a lot of time people don't understand, and they don't understand that if you're going to continue to drink all of that soda, what it does to the bones and why it's doing that. It's not just the caffeine. It's that phosphoric acid in there that is added just to give it a certain flavor. And I thought, I was like drawn back by that, because knowing that that's used in you know, cleaning solution, fertilizer, mm-hmm. stuff like that. And I said, now you put it in the drink?
Yeah, in your body, in your stomach.
Wow. Is it necessary? Can't they use something else for taste? You know,
yes.
You use it when you're feeding the livestock. And these mm-hmm. are not, you know, humans. And then you give it to the human, too. That part
yeah.
I don't understand. But I do understand that soda and by itself is a $73 billion market.
Yeah.
And people don't understand that when they continue to consume the large amounts that I would say don't consume at all, but
yeah.
but if you're going to have
soda.
Those large amounts, you're also setting yourself up for your bones to be depleted of its, you know,
yeah.
calcium.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The soda is not only like the caffeine that blocks the absorption of calcium, but, you know, like it contributes like diabetes, you know, like because a lot
mm-hmm.
of sugar.
Yeah.
Each can contain is like 11 spoon of sugar, and people not realizing that,
mm-hmm.
you know. So.
Yes. And even the
mm-hmm.
Diet soda, Dr. Oz was saying today on the show that's not good either because of what's in the diet soda. Still, it has the caffeine, and the caffeine is not good for your body. It causes health problems.
Mm-hmm.
And people aren't paying attention. Wonder why people are having heart attacks and, you know, and
yeah.
all the things that are going
mm-hmm.
wrong. It's something simple that you're drinking. Yeah. I know when we were raised, we weren't even allowed to have soda, period.
Yeah.
But that was so against soda.
It should be prohibited, you know.
Yes, and
yeah.
And the diet
in
soda
the
also has that aspartame,
mm-hmm.
and that's
yeah.
not good for the body. That's some sodas that's been taken out of. I thought it was taken all the way off the market, but it's still out there. And it also has that PKU, phenylketonuric acid, that does interfere,
mm-hmm.
according
mm-hmm.
to the medical
mm-hmm.
library, it does interfere with brain function. So while you're trying to get, still
mm-hmm.
want that sugar, it's doing its damaging effect.
Yeah.
A young lady shared with me the other day that she drank lots of diet soda and she had severe migraines. I said, has anyone questioned your diet?
Because
and
it's the caffeine,
no.
yeah, the migraines.
And
migraine
I had her look at...
mostly caused by caffeine, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Migraine,
and I told
yeah.
her, I said, look at what's in it. I said, stop
yeah.
taking it and see what happens. And she said, she drank a lot within a day all the time, but no one questioned her about that she drank
what
soda.
What she's doing, yeah.
Yeah, because if that was questioned, most physicians would have told her to stop right away, especially her migraines got so bad where all the medicine, painkillers, nothing was stopping it.
Yeah.
Because I said, you're putting something in the body to keep it going.
Yeah, continuously.
So,
besides,
so she
you know, like,
she was gonna
and
stop.
It's a process and drink,
mm-hmm.
you know, like in the body. Doesn't recognize whatever is not natural, it doesn't recognize,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, for example, if it was a pure juice, you know, like, the body
mm-hmm.
would take whatever it needs and the other would eliminate. Our body, our organism, it doesn't recognize whatever is being processed because they change the way of their nature and then it saves as a fat. And also
mm-hmm.
we are complaining all the time and weight, you know, like overweight, you know,
right.
like, because our body doesn't recognize what is not natural, whatever being processed already is processed, they change the way and then doesn't know where to take and what to do. It doesn't know how to eliminate. All it
mm-hmm.
does saves as a fat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then here we are like overweight. So that
right.
also is another thing that people should be aware of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to
mm-hmm.
go to
okay.
short... commercial break, and then we'll be back on the air.
Okay.
I am a mother.
I am an entrepreneur.
I'm a journalist.
I am a singer.
A businesswoman.
I am an artist.
An educator.
A sister.
An advocate.
A leader.
A queen.
I am a friend.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am.
I am one
of more than a million people living with HIV in the U.S.
We are not alone.
Let's stop HIV together.
Get the facts. Get tested. Get involved.
And what I'd like to remind everyone, when you get the test, you need both tests. You need the antibody test, that's the standard test, and you also need the second test, which is the RNA test, this ribonucleic acid test. The second test actually looks for the actual genetic material to the virus. If that one is positive, you'll know within 9 to 11 days your HIV status. Without both tests, it may take 3 months, 6 months to a year to know your status. Do what Red Cross does. Red Cross run both tests. The U.S. Armed Forces run both tests. And so does, if a mom is pregnant, they run both tests, the standard test, which is the antibody test, and they run the RNA test, which is the ribonucleic acid test, which tests for the genetic material to the virus so that you can know in a short period if you're carrying that virus and be treated. Okay, we're talking about coffee and calcium loss from phosphoric acid as well as and the caffeine that's in these drinks. And we have Faduma on the line too, and she's offering a wealth of information also. Okay, you can go ahead if you have something else you want to say about it.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But as we were saying earlier, that you do end up with bone loss.
Also, yeah.
Go ahead.
And also smoking is a problem, especially after menopause. The smoking also can decrease the estrogen for man, testosterone, you know, like that. And then once we have like a low estrogen and low testosterone, and our calcium is jeopardized. In there too, you know, like
people, I didn't know that they
stop smoking, you know, like even women who smoke, they go earlier menopause, you know, like because the smoke affects to the estrogen, and the estrogen we need for this like and protect the absorption of calcium from our bones, you know, like because 99 of the calcium we have in our bones, you know, like we using in our different organism, like and making collagen and ligament, all this stuff. We need a calcium, and whenever the body needs a calcium, where is it gonna go? Take it from the bones. Yeah, that's why sometimes when we are low calcium, and I don't know if people they know to experience their fingers, they become like spastic, you know, like that's mean, you know, like they're not contracting properly. That's mean sign that they have a low in calcium.
Wow.
Yeah. Like sometimes, have you ever find yourself like your toes in your feet, like just they contracting and you can move, you know, like just you feel pain, you know, like that's a low calcium too. That's a one of early signs, you know, like you can see that you are low in calcium because all our muscles like a contraction, they need a calcium, and
that's
why
true.
Even sometimes when they have a high blood pressure, people they give the calcium blockers medication, you know, like because their vessels contracting too much, you know, like they block in this channel, you know, like calcium.
Something, if they use a calcium blocker, will that be less calcium to the bones?
No, it's not. Just like stopping like this vase, why the blood pressure is going up, you know, like the vases are contracting too much, you know, like and then they just relaxing, you know, like they relaxing a little bit, but they don't affect your calcium. Yeah, there are some medication that affect your calcium. Like for example, if you take a steroid, you know, like a corticosteroid, those things that they may affect. But like and there are some diseases that may affect your calcium also, like some kinds of like a bone disease, like a budget disease, like a kind of cancer, you know, like and they make too much calcium from the blood. But there is another one.
Okay,
like,
let me.
Okay, go ahead.
What I would like, because the program's gonna come to end within a couple of minutes. So,
mm-hmm.
If you don't mind, I'd like for you to introduce yourself to the audience. You know who you are and what you've
mm-hmm.
have done. Go ahead.
Yeah. My name is Dr. Ato. I'm a physician. I used to be a physician in Somalia, and here also I've been certified, but I didn't start to work. So, thus here I am. You know, like thanks to you, like Paulette, that invite me to this show. So I'm here. I want to learn from here, and I also, if I be useful to the people, whatever I know better, I will tell.
Oh, yes, you have a thank you very much, Dr. Fuduma, that you have a wealth
thank
of
you.
Information, and I know someone in the audience listening to it has benefit. Well, and the program is live right now, but it's being recorded, and then
mm-hmm.
it'll be up on the web for people to listen to it whenever they want to listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it's done. Okay, we've been
mm-hmm.
talking about
okay.
coffee causes calcium loss. This has been Paulette Young, your host, along with Dr. Fuduma. Wealth of information. The number, our dial-in number every Monday is 858-769-4936, and you press 1. It's at 8 p.m. every Monday, where we will have another hot topic, something of public concern. We've been talking about caffeine and phosphoric acid and its effect on our bodies. And along with also caffeine is known to affect the kidneys also too, along with the heart. Physicians are saying if you take a smaller amount, that should be okay. They're not saying it is okay,
mm-hmm.
but they said it should be okay. But if you're taking high amounts, then that's not good.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to at all times pay attention to what you're drinking. It's better to have water with lemon than to have that soda. But a lot of people want the effects of soda. And it's probably better to go walking or running and get a better effect that way than you will drinking that things that causes the body to continue to break down at a faster rate. So we'll be on again next week, the same time at 8 p.m., and at that time we'll have another hot topic. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. On the air next Monday, same time, 8 p.m., your host, Paulette Young, and we'll have another hot topic at that time. Thank you.